everybody out there on the internet, and welcome to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or Horde House for short, that little podcast where we talk about the world of Warcraft. My name is Rob Roberts. I'll be joining you over the next hour or so, unless I get on another tangent this week. Joining me as always, say hello to the one and only Extrafer.
I am the one and the only.
You are the one and the only until another comes along. How are you, Extrafer?
No one will ever come along, and if they do, I will beat their ass. I'm fine. And you?
Good. You excited for the holiday and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited.
You're going to have to tear yourself away from WoW for a whole day to do Christmas, though, aren't you?
I guess. I'll still be in WoW that day.
I was going to say, is your guild leader okay with you being away for a day?
Yeah. She'll survive.
All right. Well, speaking of your guild, I want to introduce our guest tonight, because I believe our guest is someone from your guild, and maybe Extrafer, I should let you do the introductions.
Okay. So we have a guest from my guild, Viral, on Winterhoof. His name in game. Well, actually, I don't know if I should give out his name in game, but his name is Gus. Say hello to Gus.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Gus?
I'm good.
Boy, you got a real pitiful introduction. I'm really sorry about that. I'll not let Extrafer do that in the future.
Well, I'm not the show hosty person like you are.
Whatever.
Like,
so I heard your little guildy thingy got like a world first, or not world first, a realm first, or something like that this week. What happened?
Yeah, we got realm first for getting all of our professions maxed out, and we got the achievement a week ago, or about a week ago. And for some reason, it just decided to pop up. I think it was waiting for one person to get their honored status. And we killed a boss, and he got his honored status. And bam, realm first popped up.
Awesome. That's pretty neat. Congratulations, you guys. Now, was there a mass influx of tells that came in from everybody on the server going, "I hate you, die," and all that?
To our GM, there was, I guess, but I didn't get any, and a bunch of other people didn't get any, but I heard she did. She was bitching about it.
I wasn't online at the time. I was actually trying to get medication from the pharmacy, and I was talking to my guild leader on the phone and telling her that I'll be late, you know, because of that. And so I missed it. And the first thing when I come on is I get a tell from one of our friends in real life, Shader. He messaged me, and he said that we got realm first or whatever, and you just missed it by a second. So I actually didn't get to see the pop-up thing and flashiness. But
that's a bummer that you were at the pharmacy. I hope
I
hope you got the meds for your Wang and all that stuff that you needed.
Yeah. I definitely got the meds for my Wang. Fuck you.
All right. Anyhow, well, let's talk to Gus a little bit. What kind of characters do you play? What are your mains and your alts that you actually play?
I originally started with a Huntard that I played about the middle of BC. And back then, everyone and their brother had Huntards. And I couldn't get into even a somewhat decent raiding guild. I spent 6 months farming Kara as progression. So when Wrath came out and they're like, "Hey, we're going to give you some Death Knights, they tank," I'm like, "That sounds cool. I want to be a tank." So I've been rolling a Death Knight tank as my main since the day they came out. And I have, and my Hunter's kind of been sitting on the back burner. I also have a Paladin and a Druid.
Now, what'd you think about the recent changes that they did with Cataclysm to the tanking for Death Knights? Because I know that was not popular with everybody, the way they did that.
I like them. I think I've taken to them a lot better. I don't know. I don't really see myself doing anything different except for spamming Deathstrike a little more, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I like the they finally balanced threat out, where we don't, you know, need to sit there and smash Icy Touch in order to get threat, or, you know, before we had that, we had no threat. And, you know, we still take the same amount of spike damage from what I'm hearing from the healers and stuff like that. But you know what? That's what cooldowns are for, buddy.
Yeah. And you have like a bajillion cooldowns too.
I do. I don't have as many as I do from the end of Wrather. I think I had to count up to 9 at one point in time. I had 9 different cooldowns.
Jeez.
You know, that I could pop. That's just crazy. from my spec and things like that.
Well, so you had to were you always a blood tank, or were you in other specs?
I spent most of my time as a blood tank. I was unholy at one point when unholy was the best kind of tank because they had the most threat, and that was, you know, back when the threat was the big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything switched to Frost because Frost had the decent threat, it had the awesome AoE threat, and it also had the best kind of tanking. And then finally Blizzard made the changes where blood worked out to be the best. So ever since then I was a blood tank, and then finally Blizzard decided to say that blood was the tanking and anything else is DPS. So.
And you know what the best part about this is the fact that you don't see any more fucking Frost dual wielding.
Oh my god, yes.
Tanks in like, groups.
I'm gonna dual wield Rhymefang's Claw and what was that, Lucky Old Sun or whatever that was? Oh my god. Dual exactly. Peacekeeper Blade, you're a winner.
Well, now what made you decide to team up with Extifer and in your raiding? Like, what brought you to the guild that you're in? Because, you know, Extifer's kind of a weirdo, so I was just kind of curious how you guys kind of came together.
He saw me from a distance, and we kind of glanced at each other, and it was
from
love.
From that moment, I knew.
Yeah.
Is your name Gus? No, I think it's the guest tonight.
You know what, Rob? You can go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My GM that you love to talk about so much is actually my brother by another mother. She's my best friend in real life. And we came over to Winterhoof from Greymane.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in a guild, Rubicon, and that's where Exto was. And just by chance, I got in with these guys. She said, hey, we got a tank spot open. And I'm like, finally.
Awesome. Okay, so it's kind of like a real life thing. So Extifer's the outcast, right? Extifer, you don't know these people in real life,
yeah.
Right?
Well, it is funny because everybody from my guild, they're on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one on the West Coast, I think. I think I've mentioned that before, but Gus is on the East Coast. And so everybody's on, 3 hours ahead of me. So I always feel like I'm trapped in time somewhere.
But that way you're not staying up as late.
We all come home from work and go straight into raiding, and when we're done, that's when we get to do the fun stuff. And Exto's like, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
So 8 nights a week, though, right, Gus? My depiction, my depiction of the guild
absolutely.
On the show is completely accurate, right?
Yes.
All
eight
right.
Nights a week.
And isn't Rob's depiction of Furore?
Yes.
You know, isn't it completely 100% accurate?
100%. 100%.
Listen up, shitbags.
Listen, shitbags.
Yeah.
Right. You know, when I heard that last show, I actually had to log in to see if that really was the message of the day.
Wait, now, I heard you guys did some raiding this week, and there may have not been people called shitbags.
Oh, there were.
Yeah, there were definitely probably shit. I told her in a whisper. I was like, hey, you need to use that line at some point tonight. And I don't remember if she did, but I'm sure she used a lot of different choice words.
Well, how's the rating going? Because I bet there's a lot of people that listen to this show, including myself, who haven't rated the Cataclysm content yet. So tell us a little bit about that, either one of you.
Well, I'll let Gus fill us in on that. How about that?
So far, rating this week, at least, has been a lot better. Last week, we kind of jumped into it. There was, you know, some people that still weren't up to snuff with their gear and everything like that. And, you know, it kind of showed. We had some hard times. You know, we're watching the videos and things like that. And, God, you know, they just made things look so easy. And we're like, sweet, we're going to go right in there. And we got absolutely destroyed. And it kind of tore us down.
The information from any of the fights right now is so limited. I mean, we only go off of like videos from like the beta, you know what I mean? So like a lot of these videos are like were taken when the bosses were bugged, or these videos were taken, you know, right after launch, where these guilds were kind of learning it as they went. You know, so we have like limited information that we're going off of. So I think that what we've been able to do so far, we've downed four bosses so far, you know, including the boss that is in Tol Barad. So we're doing okay. I think we could clean things up more, but
I'm a little nervous for when my guild gets in there, and it's not that they're not talented players, because they are very much, but, you know, we were spoiled a little bit because we didn't start raiding in Wrath of the Lich King until you could already buy gear with the badges, and everything was buffed in Icecrown Citadel by, you know, whatever it was, 30%. You know, that was like what we knew of ICC, and most bosses melted pretty quick, with just a couple of exceptions of bosses that took us a little while. So I'm almost worried that, like, people's perspective of how hard some raid bosses can be might be skewed a little bit. And we've always warned people, and I know people are listening to that, but it's kind of like, it's one thing to say it, and then it's another to experience it.
Yeah, definitely.
Raid awareness.
Yes, I can totally see how things might still be under-geared right now. You know, gear's a little trickier to get than it was in Wrath of the Lich King, especially for the last year.
Oh, so, yeah. It's definitely different. I mean, the progression, it feels kind of like back in Burning Crusade, I would say, like, where, you know, each boss is kind of a chore to learn. And, you know, once you get past those humps, it feels like a real accomplishment. It's not like Naxxramas, where you expected to down the first seven bosses when you walked in, you know, the portal.
Okay. Well, Gus, let me ask you one more question, because I always ask the guests that we have on our show this question. Why do you play World of Warcraft?
Oh, boy. I play World of Warcraft because I am addicted to it now.
You're not even going to lie.
Nope, not even going to lie. I've actually played other MMOs before, and I used to actually make fun of people that play WoW all the time. And then Furore was like, hey, you're gonna play WoW, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not. And she says, yes, you are. And I said, okay,
listen, shitbag, I wasn't asking.
I was telling.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's, and it's, you know, and I started playing it, and I got into the whole questing thing, and after a while, you know, I play with my Huntard, and it was WoW was chain smoking cigarettes and doing battlegrounds all day long, every day.
Now,
I discover raiding.
When you say you're addicted to WoW, are we talking like I need to call A&E's intervention addicted, or do you know how to go outside and all that still, right?
I spend enough time outside at work, so I'm good there. I'm good there.
So, basically, you said you played other MMOs. I know of one that you played, which was EVE Online. Did you play any other ones?
I gave Age of Conan a try.
Oh, God. And
yeah, that was absolutely terrible. And then I gave Warhammer Online a try, which wasn't too terrible, but I came back to WoW.
Yeah, me too.
Are there any, hey, since you do play other MMOs, Gus, are there any other MMOs coming out soon that look interesting to you, or it might take your attention away from WoW for a bit?
I don't want to call it too soon, but I am expecting the new Star Wars Online game. Oh, I did play Star Wars Galaxies. I'm sorry, short stint with that. But I am expecting the new Star Wars game to just kill WoW, at least I hope. And it's going to consume my life.
That's not a
so
nice,
you're one of those?
That's not a nice thing to say about something you're addicted to. I hope to die.
Is Viral going to have to, you know, merge over to, over to Star Wars when it comes out?
I am going to do my best to try.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I hope that it's a good game, because I'm not going to waste money.
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, Star Wars Galaxies was an okay game, until Sony took it over and made it a giant flaming piece of shit. But BioWare is making this one, and BioWare made such gods as the first coder, the second coder was and of course Mass Effect. So, you know, they have that to hold the game up. It's for making those great games. They're going to have to try to make this a bad game, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
Well, let's move into how your week in Azeroth is going and the types of things that you are doing in the World of Warcraft. I know we've been talking to you guys about raiding a little bit, but what else have you been doing? I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Cataclysm. So outside of the raids, Exifer, we'll start with you.
Well, I guess I'm a changed man because I have been doing archaeology.
Ha!
I know.
Told you.
You know, it's funny because at first...
Wait. Christopher.
Go ahead.
Can I hear you were right? Can I hear that?
I believe that you may have had something to do with it.
Uh-huh. And I was...
You were right.
Oh, that feels so good. Thank you.
Oh, did I just make you come?
You might have, actually. Hold on. Keep talking while I get a mop.
Ew, that's not... You don't even make noises like that. That's not good. That's not healthy for me, for my ears, okay? You need to go and take a full bath and wash away
all
of that.
While I do that, archaeology...
Okay. Okay, archaeology. So I, at first, you know, was like most people, probably like, you know, Rice Princess from last week where she said that she didn't want to give it a try. But I was like that. But then after the first few times, I found myself addicted. And then I got a rare item to create solve or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was all done from there. Like,
and he's been cloning himself ever since.
Seriously. And you know what? It's funny because I'll log in to WoW, and all I want to do is archaeology, and I get people going, let's run a heroic. And I'm like, how much time is this going to last? I really want to do archaeology.
Did you get the cute little raptor pet yet? Because I just I just got that this week. It's so adorable.
Oh, you suck. I haven't gotten it.
Head.
I've gotten two items. I got the Highborn mirror. Which creates an image of yourself. It's really fun when you have the Murloc costume and you can create an image of your Murloc costume. But and then the other one I got was actually a level 60 crafted BOA item. It's a chest piece. It's an epic chest piece that's bind on account, and I don't understand why, but, you know, whatever.
Well, Extifer, when it's bind on account, that means you can send it to any of the characters.
Yeah,
it might be leveling.
True. Well, it's true, but I mean, it's level 60, so I guess I can use it for two levels and then put my heirloom item back on, because that's probably what I'm going to fucking be using, right? So, I don't know.
Anything else besides archaeology for you, Extifer?
No, I mean, running heroics. I finished Dead Mines this last week, and I think that's the second to last raid or heroic that I need to complete all of the heroics. The last one I need is Shadowfang Keep, which I've just been unlucky with the random dungeon finder whenever we go in. But we got Dead Mines and we cleared it, and that ended up being my favorite new heroic. I love the last boss. It's completely win, in my opinion.
Can you tell us why it's win without, like, spoiling anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't want anything spoiled, but if you don't care, I mean, there's not much to spoil.
Tell me something about the mechanic.
Okay, the mechanic is that you go through the nightmares of the previous bosses that you downed in the instance, and then you fight those bosses again, but they're lesser versions of the boss.
Huh.
The main thing is that you go through these nightmares, so you're going through these kind of phased areas of the instance, like, you know, the area where you have to hop in
Fell Reaper.
Yeah, the Fell Reaper boss, where you have to use somebody to hop into the vehicle and fend off the ads or whatever. Instead of doing that, you actually run through, you're trying to avoid fire, I guess, and then you get to the boss and you fight the boss and he's easier than before. And then suddenly the whole room ends up filling with spiders.
Yeah.
And it's pretty creepy. It's really creepy, actually, for WoW. So
I haven't been to that one yet. So
yeah, it's pretty awesome. Although the final boss, you at the very end of all the nightmare vignettes, I guess you fight Vanessa Van Cleef,
mm-hmm.
Or as I call her, Vanessa Van Queef,
mm-hmm.
or as my guild calls her, Vanessa Van Cunt. And you fight her, and it's kind of an awesome fight. You have to swing away from the boat on a rope whenever it starts to fill up with fire, and it's the best when you're a boomkin because you stand on a rope and you're just swinging. It's pretty funny. So
it's like the boomkins riding the camels in Halls of Virginia.
yeah,
that
exactly.
was funny. Yeah.
So
awesome. Well. Yeah. Gus, how was your week in Azeroth outside of raiding? What have you been doing?
It's been a grind of logging on, doing my dailies, and then getting spammed with Let's Do Heroics by guildies, because I'm one of the three tanks.
Yeah, and I'm one of the three healers.
I'm one of the...
We both have the same thing.
I'm one of the, two healers, so I know the feeling, yeah.
Because you don't want to pug spam. Things, you know. So, anyway.
So lots and lots of heroics. Well, what's your favorite heroic so far, Gus? I know Extra likes Dead Mines.
I kind of like Dead Mines, too. As far as, like, some of the boss fights are pretty fun. Just some of the, you know. And it has a whole nostalgia thing. Because Dead Mines was, you know, the first instance that you go when you start playing. And it's like, oh, man, I remember this back in the day, blah, blah, blah. But I have to say my favorite instance has got to be the Skywall one, the Vortex Pinnacle, just because it just looks so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
it is pretty
beautiful.
Cool. It is.
And I always second that. I can't resist singing Triangle Man during the last boss because he draws all the triangles on the ground that you have to stand in.
Yeah, and did you know that if you die during that fight as a healer, it doesn't matter. The whole group.
No, I didn't know that.
Still, yeah, it happened.
Yeah, we totally just lived, and Exto felt kind of ashamed. He's like, "You didn't even need me."
Yeah.
How sad. All right. Well, anything else you want to share with us, Gus, about your week?
No. Great. Right. Give me all your chaos orbs. That's what I have to say.
Well, my week, I'm not as advanced or as skilled as these guys or, you know, raiding eight nights a week. But I finally saw my first heroics and they took a long time. Like we went into Grim Batol was one of the ones we did. I kid you not. It took us 3 hours to beat it, to get through heroic Grim Batol. But the
point is you beat it.
We did. Yeah. We beat it. And it was the first time any of us had seen it. We also had to cycle through some pug tanks because there were a couple that just weren't having it. You know, they could kind of suck it as far as I'm concerned. And they were all druid tanks. Every single one of them was a bear tank.
Wow.
And they were unbearable.
Oh.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, finally we got through it. We died a couple times on a few of the bosses, but we finally got through it. And, the last boss was easy compared to the rest of them. The hardest one, I think, was that dragon boss. I don't know why, but it just took us the longest to kind of get that mechanic down. But I remember you were telling me the first nights you were in there, X, for a couple weeks ago, that they felt like mini raids to you. Mm-hmm. And to learn the bosses, I think absolutely. There's not always just one mechanic that's very easy to explain, like there kind of was with a lot of Wrath bosses, you know, or Burning Crusade dungeon bosses. There's kind of like one big mechanic. Some of these have multiple things going on that you have to be aware of, or each person has something they got to do.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It only gets worse with the raiding. Like, we did, what was it, the Omitron Defense Council in Blackwing Descent this week. We were there forever, and we finally got it. But how many things go on in that fight, Gus? A lot. Like a fuck ton.
So I there might be some people out there who are like recently coming back to WoW that are listening to this show for whatever reason, you know, even though we tend to gravitate towards end game content, since you're kind of like in that expert rating category or whatever you want to call it. What do you think a new to WoW player could sort of be doing to prepare for this end game if that's what they want to do, knowing that they have no experience with Wrath or BC rating?
Well, do you want to take that, Gus?
I guess. I would just say I hope, you know, as they're going through, because I know a lot of these earlier instances were redone. I just hope they take, you know, all the stuff that they learn, you know, doing those lower ones, say, you know, when they get to the higher level, like, you know, when I was in that one run, you know, that boss was a real pain in the ass because we had to do a bunch of stuff. I wonder if these new guys are going to do it too.
Yeah.
Just, you know, think about that.
And they should keep in mind that they're not going to excel just by playing by themselves. I mean, unless you're just a hardcore, you know, solo player for whatever reason in an MMO.
You're just a hardcore quester.
Yeah, hardcore quester for the win, whatever. They should look into joining a guild that, you know, go do your research, you know, look into guilds that are, you know, friendly with people that are new to the game. Do research, you know, if you really want to do end game, you got to know what kind of stats you need to prioritize for and what kind of items you need to look into getting to drop. You know, it's a whole process. You know, you can't just start playing the game and expect that you'll be invited to the best guild on the server. You know, none of us got to where we are by doing that. So.
But if you talk to a lot of these people, they all think that, you know, you should invite them to the best guild.
Oh, yeah.
Just because.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole mindset of a newbie. But, I mean, usually it goes like that. But hopefully there are diamonds in the rough that won't do that.
All right. Well, let me get out the rest of my week, and then we can go to Exifer with tonight's news. But the other stuff that we did this week, I also ran Heroic Halls of Origination, which I actually really enjoyed it, even though it was really long. We didn't kill all the bosses because, you know, there's that last room where there's four bosses and you only really need to kill one of them to beat the instance.
Mm-hmm.
We killed three of the four. The only one we couldn't get down was Shadow, and that really was just a matter of the time that we had.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we had more time, we probably could have done it. But, yeah, so I got to do that Heroic as well. But otherwise, I've been kind of too scared to run more Heroics. I've been working on Rep to try and get better gear. Like, right now, I'm just questing through Hyjal, which I like so much more than Vajir. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't played the new content yet, seriously, do Hyjal. Don't do Vajir. Vajir's too big and wet.
I feel gypped on both of them because I didn't play through the entire zones on either of them.
Well,
because I did a bunch of instances, so by the time I got back to the zones, like, I didn't get to finish.
You should go back and do some questing for rep. That's what I've been doing. But of course, if you're running Heroics all the time, I guess you're getting the rep that way. But I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I need a little more gear before I feel better in a Heroic. You know, I'm already above the number you need to be at for a Heroic, but I that's not high enough for me still. Like,
yeah.
I'll do a Heroic if I have the 3 hours to do it. And, you know, there's guildies to run it with because I just don't like healing for pugs a lot of times.
Have you gotten any drops at least?
I think in Grim Batol, I think I got a cape and no, I think they were both in Halls of Origination. I think I got a cape and I want to say a chest or something.
Nice.
I got some 346s. So that made me happy. So, but I still have some greens I want to replace. And I think once I replace like some 310s and some 320s or whatever those are, I'll feel a lot better.
Hey, not to steal your thunder or anything, but it is all about me. So let's move on to me. I got two fucking items from raiding this week, and they're both, like, awesome looking.
Oh, you big epic style.
I know.
I'm so impressed.
I got shoulders and a weapon.
Oh, my God. You must have a huge penis.
Yeah, well, you know what? I do. And my shoulders are still epic looking. And what about you, Gus? Did you win anything this week?
I got I have some for my off spec that I'm actually using as my main spec. I took plate DPS shoulders and reforged them, so I'm kind of using them for my tank set just so I can
nice.
Have shoulders.
Oh, this is kind of one of the first instances I've heard of like really using reforging, not just to kind of screw around, but like for a really legitimate purpose. That's pretty cool.
It almost works. I mean, it's still not a, you know, a tank piece. I just, you know, turn some crit into some parry.
Well,
but it works.
I kind of compare it to like for a short time at the end of Wrath of the Lich King, you could buy like a healing shield that was item level like 270 or something for 90 honor. And for somebody who didn't do like 25 man Lich King runs, that was awesome. Like, even though it had resilience, it was still better statted than the next best thing I could get, which was like from like a 232 from tournament or Trial of the Crusader or whatever. So, you know, sometimes you have to make items kind of work that maybe weren't necessarily made for it.
Yeah.
They were very popular shields, actually.
Yep.
A lot of people had them.
Yeah, I know a lot of people did it just to kind of have the gear. Okay, one other thing I have to say about my week, because I did some raiding as well. We raided the Sunwell this week. It was the last Burning Crusade dungeon we had to do. So we did the raid. We did that raid as a guild, and we beat it. We actually got through it, you know. And it took a little more effort because there's a couple bosses in there that even at level 85 are still going to mess with you. Like, if you don't know the portal mechanic on the first boss, you will wipe. And I did do that with a pug a couple months ago when 80 was the cap. Wiped with a pug because nobody bothered to explain how that fight worked. And then there's a boss in there that is kind of like Onyxia, but instead of fire, it's mind control gas. So you don't want to be standing in that. And even at 85, like one person getting mind controlled will screw the whole thing up. So it did still take a little coordination. It wasn't as face roll as you'd think. So we were really happy to get through that because it only took about, I think there were 10 or 11 of us in there, all between 80 and 85, and we got through it. So it's
pretty good.
It's doable if you read the strats on how to do it.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, when I did Sunwell, I've been running with a lot of people that did it when it was actually current content, you know. So they already knew the mechanics, but if you're going there in there blind, you know, and you're with people that have never been in there before, I can see, you know, it can cause you problems. Like, there are even bosses in Black Temple that probably give you problems if you don't know.
No, Black Temple didn't really give us any problems. We did that last week.
Whatever. I don't know my...
I can't... There might have been one or two mechanics that we had
like
to look
I up. Said, I don't know crap because I went in there with people that have already done it and had it on farms.
It's nice to have finally seen that content after owning Burning Crusade for, about 4 years.
Yeah.
And you're never really getting to that content. It was kind of nice. Oh, hey, neat. This actually, when you kill Illidan, it's kind of awesome. You know, so... It was cool.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that they're kind of back to the old way. Like, you know how they said that they don't want just the 1% to see the end game content, and that's why they did what they did with Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're kind of back to the old way, I feel.
Well,
I mean, it's not entirely back, but wait till
the next tier comes out, because then they're going to change the Justice and Valor points.
True.
And you'll be able to easily purchase the last level raid tier that you couldn't really do that during Burning Crusade.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that. The one thing I will say, though, about Sunwell, I hear Sunwell has an epic ending as well, but thanks to my lovely internet provider, Comcast, I got dropped from the internet about 5 times while running the Sunwell last night, and I was getting pissed, but I kept coming back, and I'm like, you know what? As long as I get the achievement, that's all I want, because I know we're never coming back here again. I just want that damn achievement. So thankfully, I got the achievement and then promptly dropped.
Hey, Gus, what do you have to say about that?
Do you want to tell him?
Yeah, I you could tell him. Go ahead.
I work for Comcast.
Fix my internet, you bastard.
Listen up, shitbag. Fix my damn internet. It's going down.
That's...
Fix it.
That's pretty much what I hear all day.
You poor thing. Oh,
fix my damn internet.
Wait, are you one of the... Well, I don't know if you can tell me this. Well... I don't know. I don't want you to get fired or nothing. Are you one of the people that answers the phones, like that helps?
No, I'm actually the person that goes to your house and physically fixes the stuff.
So you weren't lying when you said you go outside for the rest of the day.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just being funny. All right. Well, that makes sense then. All right. No, I live on the outskirts of town, so I'm thinking I just have a weak wire or something, but it's still frustrating. Every time there's a bad storm, up, drop. So
see, I could tell you some things about that later on. We'll talk about that later.
Off air. That's fine. Fix my damn internet. All right.
Fix it. I feel like I sound like George W. Bush. It's like, can you imagine...
We need to fix the damn Iraq. Fix it.
Yeah. Can you imagine him on the phone with somebody getting mad about something? Nah, I told you. Actually, you know what? Our previous guild master in one of our guilds that we were in before. Do you know who I'm talking about, Gus?
I know exactly who you're
talking about. Yeah. He sounded like George W.
Wait, do that impression again, Extrovert.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one more time. Fix my damn internet! Fix it!
You sound like a cross between George W. Bush and RuPaul. I'm sorry.
RuPaul? That's out of nowhere.
Never mind. Anyhow. Yeah. I guess that's it for my week in Azeroth. So that's everybody. Let's go to Extifer.
Okay.
You need to fix the damn news segment right now.
Well, actually,
exit.
That comes into my first. part of my news, which is new hot fixes. I can't really say that in George W. voice. Yeah, every day seems like there's new hot fixes rolling out, whether they're fixing bugs or, you know, adjusting classes or adjusting raids. This last time, it was just a huge list of stuff that they did. And they actually had emergency maintenance yesterday. As far as I know, I couldn't figure out what the emergency maintenance was. They never said. But I'm assuming that it had something to do with some kind of game-breaking bug.
Emergency time off for the holidays to run to Target and get the gifts.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's good that they're doing that. It still shows that they probably rushed the expansion out. But you know what? We're not going to dwell on that. The next thing in the news list is that it actually isn't World of Warcraft, but if you've opened up your WoW and you have it set to the splash page that opens up to get into WoW, you'll notice that there is a free StarCraft demo available now. StarCraft 2 demo available. So they're really trying to push StarCraft 2, I'm assuming because of the holidays and they want to get the extra money. So if you haven't tried StarCraft 2 and you want to try a demo of it, feel free to play it.
Have you tried StarCraft 2, Extrovert?
I have. I was in beta for StarCraft.
Oh, that's right. You never tried the retail, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's fun, but I stopped playing it because of WoW. like most video games, I stopped playing them because of WoW. And, you know, I still have StarCraft 2. And I guess a couple of our guildies I found out have it too. So we're going to try and do like a skirmish night or something on StarCraft just for a change of pace. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting when this new MMO comes out, even though it's like 3 years away, to see how badly it cannibalizes WoW mm-hmm. or itself.
I have a free item that I could use in StarCraft 2, that special avatar or whatever.
Or you have a free item that you could give to me to use in StarCraft 2.
Oh, or fix it!
Gus, have you played any StarCraft 2?
Not yet. I never wanted to at first, but for some reason I feel like it now, so I will be getting it soon.
Wait, but were you a Diablo player?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
No Diablo, no Warcraft, nothing like that.
I have this crazy theory that most people that play WoW are either in Team StarCraft or Team Diablo. And I'm more Team Diablo, but I decided to try StarCraft 2, and it's not so bad. But, like, I never played the original, like, ever. But Diablo 2 I played a shit ton of, so I'm really excited about Diablo 3. No. That's just my crazy theory.
I'll be playing Diablo 3. I played it in BlizzCon a couple years ago, and I thought it was fun, so I'll be playing it.
You know, I actually tried Diablo 2 once. My buddy, he actually played it a lot, and he's like, all right, he's like, I got the disc, let's play it. I'm like, all right, but I had already played WoW before that, so like, I'm going through the classes, like, all right, this is a mage, okay, and I'm trying to think, like, do like mage stuff, and it's disappointing me because it's not, and I just wanted to go home and play WoW.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because they have a lot of WoW-style abilities, you know, I guess, in Diablo. I guess they kind of go hand in hand, you know, like one feeds into the other one feeds into the other. So in the new Diablo 3, they have abilities like Fan of Knives, for one of the classes, which I thought was funny. And it looks exactly like Fan of Knives in WoW.
That's funny. Yeah, because when I first started playing Warcraft, I kind of was like, this is more Diablo than Warcraft.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
What else is that non-crafters cannot roll on Chaos Orbs anymore. Apparently, this is a new hotfix. Yeah. So this will be very happy for people that are crafters, like leather workers or, you know, blacksmithers or whatever. Like, they'll be able to roll on their orbs without having the competition from the other people.
And for those still leveling, Chaos Orbs are used in crafting, like, epic purples that you get in Endgame.
Right, and these orbs are also, as far as I know, Gus, maybe you can confirm, but these are soulbound, right? You can't sell them on the auction house.
You can't even trade them, like, you know, when you can trade loot within 2 hours or whatever you get it, you can't even do that. Like, once a person has it, it's fucking theirs.
Yeah, they're not like frost orbs from the previous expansion. These are definitely... more drama inducing when the wrong people get them.
I wonder if that'll be temporary, though. I wonder if, like, in a future patch later on down the line of this expansion, Chaos Orbs will go BOE or whatever, or non-soulbound, whatever you want to call it.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because I was trying to remember if frozen orbs were like that, if frozen orbs were ever like that. Because I thought for a period of time you couldn't sell those on auction.
No,
but I guess
could.
I could be wrong. Oh, okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, you just don't know anything, Rob. You don't know.
Clearly, I don't.
So the last thing on the list is that heroic bosses are already going down. Like I said before, though, these guilds have been playing these bosses in the beta, and most likely Blizzard has let them test their content for them. You know, none of that's been confirmed, but I'm pretty sure that happens with these top guilds, like Method and Paragon and Insidia, but all three of those are getting guild world firsts. Method and Paragon, I believe, are doing 25 mans, and Insidia is doing solely 10 mans. So it's kind of interesting to see, you know, what these top guilds are doing.
With the whole shared lockout and everything,
yeah,
kind of had to pick one or the other.
Yeah, and it's it goes back to the whole, is 10 man harder than 25 man? Is 25 man harder than 10 man? Just from doing a little bit of the rating with 10 mans, I can tell you 10 mans are pretty rough. So, I've no idea how 25 mans are going, but it seems to me that if 10 mans are as tough as they are, then 25 mans are no joke either.
I wonder if these guilds are all getting along, like, in real life, or if there's, like, a real intense hatred between them because they're all trying to go for that world first thing, or if they actually
I'm
share
sure there's rivalries
stuff.
Somewhere.
But they're, like, rival gangs, you know?
Yeah, when you're a they jet, you gangs.
All right.
So that's the last thing on the news.
That's it for the news.
That's
it for the news. All right. Until next week, when I'm sure there'll be lots of news with the holidays and all that going on.
Old Grandpa Winter will open his mailbag and open the news again.
Let's get to the topic of last week. And this is where we read your email responses to the topic of last week, which was what dungeons from Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King deserve the heroic 85 treatment? Like, which ones need to come back? And pretty much last week, everybody was like, none of them for Wrath of the Lich King on the show. You know, Wrath, I'm done with Wrath. Don't come back. But there was a couple answers for Burning Crusade. Let's go to the email bag and see what folks said in the email bag. We have an email from Vix emailed us. What dungeons from Burning Crusade or Wrath of the Lich King should be revamped? Burning Crusade, I would have to say that one would make a great heroic and Cataclysm relator would be Shadow Labs. That instance was just a blast. Mechanics with Murmur on my Rogue or healing when I was leveling my Shaman made the leveling experience worth it. You know, I'll never forget in Shadow Labs that mind control boss, because that was like the first boss I remember fighting that had a mechanic like that, and it was always hilarious.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but that's where I'm at. Wrath of Lich King. There isn't much for entire instances that I would like to see brought back. If they attempt more of the Hall of Stone trials, I'll be forced to find a small child and punt it into next week, patch day. You know, when I first did Halls of Origination and I saw a fucking Bronzebeard there and he was running towards a room, I was like, oh my god, please don't be another fucking, like, trial. But thank god it was just, it was the mini-boss room.
Yeah.
But you know how, like, he's standing outside and he's like, oh, we got to get in the room. I'm like, oh god, no, please.
Why does your brand Bronzebeard sound like he's, like, from Iraq or something?
He wants to sell me a slushie.
Yeah, would you like to try my
slushie? Shut up. All right. More email from Vix here. But as far as single fight mechanics that I would love to see revamped, it would have to be, and I know this isn't from a heroic, the Blood Queen, Lanethel. Remember Blood Queen from ICC?
That was a fun fight.
You know, it's not uncommon either for raid bosses to get recycled into heroic bosses. So it's possible. Anything's possible.
That would actually be really cool, though, if, you know, as we go down the line, they actually just kind of change one of the raids into a five-man, maybe, or give us a way to do it as a five-man heroic.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, that would be pretty awesome for those raids that you kind of miss out on, you know. You miss doing, you know. I mean, I would love to do a heroic Ulduar, right?
I mean, you have the Lich King pop out and be like, Ice Crown was merely a setback.
Exactly.
Now I'm even better.
Awesome. Vic signs his email. Thanks for being one of my favorite podcasts. Oh, you're welcome. P.S. By the way, the Button Willow story kind of drew on too long. The Rice Princess's laughter was hilarious, though. I didn't want to tell the damn story. Like, Rice Princess made me. I'm just saying. I tried to warn you guys. It wasn't a
fun story. And the thing is, nobody that lives in, you know, outside of California, will everybody's be like, okay, well, why do I give a shit about that?
You have to go to really
experience it.
What a hole that town is. All right, how about an email from Kidman Project? Emails us. Must be a Rob thing. Oh, because his name's Rob too. But I have to say that Magister's Terrace deserves, nay, demands for a 85 heroic, the Burning Crusade facelift. Speaking of setbacks, there you go. That's exactly how you just retcon it right in. At the time, it was such a challenge and was a crowd control lover's dream. Yes, I love that my sheep is now useful again. Magister's Terrace may also be my choice because last month I got the Phoenix pet the day before my birthday, and actually on my birthday, the mount finally dropped. Not since fishing up my sea turtle mount after 2 years of farming has my mage man-screamed in vent. I like that man-scream. All right. My pick for a Wrath 85 heroic would have to be Utgard Pinnacle. Can't help but feel that Blizz missed a trick not making a Vicral raid in the keep. That said, the sadist in me would have to say Oculus. The QQ would be delicious. That's true.
Man,
can you
nobody
imagine,
would like that.
Can you imagine if they said, and we're going to bring back heroic Oculus? Chirp, chirp, chirp.
But you know what? It's that place got such a bad rap. But you know what? If you knew exactly what to do, that place was such a cinch. You know,
awesome in endgame too, because you could get a fuck ton of justice points if that popped as your random.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the reason why you would run it, because you get, and plus you get a shot at a mount too. So I mean,
and you know what's funny? Those are the two heroics he mentions: Utgard Pinnacle and Oculus. That in the last 2 weeks of Wrath, I got those as heroics every day as my random. Every day it was one of those two.
I wonder how much easier it would be since the mounts scale with your gear and everything, like how much easier that would be. Maybe you could run it with two people now to do mount runs and stuff.
Ask me next week, because we're farming up the Wrath achievements for the guild. So we've done four dungeons so far. So
gotcha.
Also, Rob says, off topic, potentially the greatest item in the game thus far, the rainbow generator. And he links us to its page on Wowhead. It's apparently an item level 55 trinket that you get from a quest out in Fellwood, and you can make rainbows with it. You shoot rainbows. It looks like out of your crotch from what I'm looking at in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you can make rainbows.
So funny story about that. When the patch dropped, patch 4.0 or whatever dropped, I went out to Fellwood and I did that quest because it's basically a play on the double rainbow thing. Mm-hmm. You have to make these little rainbows and scare these imps away, and when they run away they say things like, oh, it's so intense, what does it mean, and stuff like that. So, and then your reward is this trinket with a stupid cooldown. It's like 10 minutes, but basically what it does is it puts a rainbow on whatever you're targeting and it shoots from you. And I accidentally sold it. And
so, way to go.
Yeah. And so I actually put a ticket in to get it back, and I got it back the next day.
It's nice that you can do that. Do you know the other day I accidentally sold my shield that I bought with justice points for healing?
Oh, really?
I was so mad. I was like, oh my god, because when I switch between Rhett and Holy, my shield always drops into my main bag because you're going from a one-hand weapon to a two-hand weapon. So my shield always drops in my bag, and I just sold it thinking it was gear that I just got from questing. Luckily, it was still in the buyback tab, but it was the last item in the buyback tab. If I had sold one more item, it would have been gone forever, except for now I know I can open a ticket and beg and plead the GM to give it back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, I would have died. All right. More emails for the topic of last week. This one comes from Mihail on Mediv, is the emailer here. I think the best instance to do a heroic version of would probably be Mana Tombs. Now that I know this instance was a pain back in the day, but going with the harder nature of heroics, it would fit in just fine. I got to admit, that's not – Mana Tombs isn't one that sticks out in my mind, but now that he says it, I think the reason why it didn't stick out in my mind was because we always avoided it. And maybe those are some of the best ones to bring back, was the ones that nobody ever ran.
You know, yeah, I mean? There were a few ones that were really hard back then. I mean, at least for those of us that weren't raiding a whole lot. I think Mana Tomb sticks out. The one from Tempest Keep area.
Yeah, like the Botanica and those other ones up there.
Yeah, the Arcatraz. That was one that was like, I avoided like the plague because like I just didn't want to deal with it. And back then, of course, getting a pug together was more daunting than it is now.
Yeah, it was no Dungeon Fighter then. Yeah. Mihail goes on, kind of in line with what you're saying there. Also, one thing I really miss from the Burning Crusade is the Ethereals. I really like their lore and their in-game models. Plus, since the instance had nothing to do with the overall story of the Burning Crusade, Illidan and so forth, it wouldn't be too much of a culture shock to revisit that content if they just cleaned it up a bit. Maybe make it more of a goblins versus ethereal thing, as they are both merchant-based societies. Thanks, guys. Really enjoying the show.
That's
kind of
a good idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing that patched in later. Like, it doesn't, or just something involving the Ethereals. I agree. They were kind of a cool little race, and they gave you free gems.
I think most people like the Ethereals. Yeah. I like them.
You know, definitely. Some people say they should be the next playable race. Although, I don't know about that.
Because how can you customize that?
I don't know. That would be really weird.
I'd like my lightning face to look less lightning-y.
All right, let's get to an email. You know this guy sent us an email. Flacco Jones sent us an email.
Oh, big surprise.
I loved Rob's answers, but I'd like to add – thank you, by the way. I loved my answers too. But I'd like to add the Arcatraz from Burning Crusade, especially the final boss event featuring the only cool gnome in the game. Think of the tweaks that could be made with the random prisoner mini-bosses as well. Oh, yeah, that was that one room, and he'd let out the prisoners. Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think these should just be reserved for awesome dungeons, but to correct errors from the past. So from Wrath, I would love to see an updated version of Oculus, but this time without the vehicle-based combat. I think that it was an epic instance, and the last boss would have been a lot more fun if we weren't forced to use our dragons. How could you do that not being a vehicle-based instance, though? Like,
well, you
weird.
Know what's funny is that I did Oculus and I healed from the one of I didn't ever enter a vehicle for the last boss. I actually healed them from standing on one of the pillars. So maybe
wow.
They could just make
Exo is epic.
Yeah, I am epic, and that's what happened. That's awesome. What happens when you mix epic with my coolness.
I've sort of done that, like when I dismount the dragon and then somebody's dragon draws aggro in and they're getting attacked, like I'll just heal the dragon, you know, as a pally.
Mm-hmm. But
it's just kind of interesting. Okay, one more email from Pigruno. It's like our other number one fan emailing us. Hey, guys, so this week you'd like ideas for Burning Crusade or Lich King heroics that need updating. Well, here's my idea. Although I gather you weren't really a fan of them back in the day, I personally love the idea of the Caverns of Time. Mainly the concept that you travel back through time to relive aspects of Azeroth history is pretty compelling. I suppose if Blizzard really wanted, they could incorporate some of that missing Cataclysm buildup event stuff in the Caverns of Time. Oh, great idea. That's a really good idea, actually.
Well, there's supposed to be a raid that's going to be coming for Caverns of Time.
Really? And, what is it?
Yeah, it's has to do with Malfurion.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
But even if we're only talking about remaking the existing instances, what if the Black Dragonfly or whoever pull a Back to the Future 2 and try to interfere with your past selves? Wouldn't it be cool to go back and battle new bosses to prevent them from interfering with your past selves?
Oh my god, I just think that would just that mess with my mind, man.
It reminds me of a quest from Wrath of the Lich King, though. Like, you do it early on in Dragonblight, and then you go back at level 80, and it's like it's you playing you helping your 70 or 71 right. character. I don't know, it's kind of just reminds me of that for some weird reason. Anyway, what would be really cool is if your past selves were dressed in the same gear that you wore in your last visit to that instance. But after those two time-related quests in Dragonblight, probably not going to happen. Anyway, have a great holiday period and a fantastic new year. Well, thank you, Pikaru Uno. You too.
Thank you.
I like the idea of Caverns of Time, though. And those are other, like Black Morass and the other one, I can't even remember, the one that takes you back to that castle zone place.
Old Hills Brad?
Yeah.
No, Calling of Strathholm?
No, Calling of Strathholm was Wrath. Old Hillsbrad, that's it. Yeah. Those were really epic instances back in the day, especially Hillsbrad. Like, yeah. I seem to remember running Hillsbrad like every other day.
Mm-hmm. So
it'd be cool to see some Caverns of Time stuff, or even use Caverns of Time to bring back some other stuff. And I kind of like that idea of the future selves, but I worry, you know, you don't want to mess with the timelines too much. It would get a little too confusing. But it's doable.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to, I guess we could do the topic of this week. You ready for the topic for this week?
I don't know.
You better.
Yeah, now I am.
Okay, here we go. If you want to email us your response to the topic of the week, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Here's the topic of this week. New holiday I would like to see in WoW. It is the holidays. After all, it's Winter Veil, even though I could care less. I need to do it for my Purple Drake. It's the one holiday besides Children's Week that I have to do for the Violet Drake, but I'm so just busy with Cataclysm content, I'm putting it off till like New Year's Eve. But anyway, what about, since this is the holidays, I'm thinking about holidays, what's a new holiday that you'd like to see in WoW? Now keep in mind, since you know Children's Week isn't exactly a real holiday, your new holiday doesn't have to be a real holiday. So what would the new holiday be that you would put in WoW? Extifer, do you have something? New holiday you'd like to see in WoW?
A new holiday? I don't know. Ramadan? I don't know. Hanukkah? Casual Dress Fridays?
Casual Dress Fridays?
Seriously.
How does that work?
Do the achievements and or, you know, whatever you have to do for those, for quests.
It's killing bosses in, like, casual dress that has no stats.
Yeah, and you can get jeans as your reward and, like, maybe a nice button-up shirt or,
Is it like Hawaiian shirts? You should be able to get a Hawaiian shirt as a reward. And then, like, maybe, like, a red stapler as an offhand. That's a quest.
Yeah, that, I think this is an awesome idea.
A holiday based around the movie Office Space.
There you go. Yeah. Right. Casual Dress Friday.
Pieces of flair.
Pieces
of flair with this.
You'd get flair trinkets. You would hit the trinkets and on use, and suddenly just a bunch of flair pops up on your, you know, your.
It could be a stacking buff.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, this is like.
That could be a quest. You go around Azeroth, like getting, like stacking flair on people.
There you go.
I am going to email Blizzard about this. This has to be implemented.
All right.
Exto, I only see you with 37 pieces of flair.
Oh, I have to work more. They would have to. They'd be so creative with this. I swear.
I would just do it to burn the place down at the end, because you know there'd be a quest at the end that you get to burn the place down.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Gus, is there a holiday you would like to see in WoW?
They kind of already have it, but they could do it again with a different theme, I guess. They could do, like, Mardi Gras. I mean, it's going to be a bunch of drinking, but, you know, either that or St. Patrick's Day, again, it's going to be a bunch of drinking.
Brewfest is more of like an Oktoberfest ripoff. So Mardi Gras, okay, I like that idea.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They could call it, what month
you
is
could
Mardi
run around
Gras?
Naked. It's March.
Yeah, call it March Fest. Marchtoberfest.
Yeah, but then, like, I don't know, how would you work in, like, your character winning beads? Like, I could totally see the goblins somehow being involved, because they're a bunch of perverts, but, like, how would your characters win beads, like, in a family-friendly way? In a family-friendly way.
And if you're a tauren, you'd flash your teats.
You get 8 beads all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have to slash dance for so long to get a bead. I don't know. Slash dance naked.
Yep.
All right. I like those answers. Those are really good answers.
These are good ideas.
These are really good ideas. I'm going to dumb it down with a serious – actually, this is a serious, somewhat serious idea, so I'm not really dumbing it down.
Take this to serious now. Huh?
Okay. I would like to see Veterans Day incorporated into World of Warcraft. And it doesn't have to mean the same thing it does here in the U.S., but I could see it more as a way to, like, honor the people who used to play WoW that don't anymore, or, like, honor people of the past – you know, especially
well,
this whole, like,
isn't that the elder, like the, what's it called in coming
but the
up?
The elder thing is just running around the world talking to people. I don't like that one at all. They need it. No. Blah, blah, blah. But that's Chinese New Year anyway, isn't it? No.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, you're honoring the older players. No.
This should do more with, like, the actual, like, players that you've played with in your guild, especially now that you have, like, the guild rep. Like, you could honor those people that at one time were revered or honored with your guild, but have since left the game for other reasons.
Oh.
I don't know.
You got too serious here. I feel like crying.
Fine. We'll do Mardi Gras and show our tits.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Show our teats, in my case.
Maybe they could just, I don't know, maybe they could just combine.
Imagine what a male tauren's penis looks like. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's pretty huge.
Stop.
I'd rather not.
All right.
I don't know. Or a vagina, whatever. I'm not going to discriminate.
But I'm a blood. See, Mardi Gras might not be a good idea for me. I'm a blood elf. I'm flat chested.
Uh-oh. I think the blood elves should be behind Mardi Gras somehow.
Does the blood elf's vagina have pointy ears? Like the night elf vagina's like flobbity ears.
You have
no,
issues.
It sparkles. What do you think?
And it's dark and purple.
And Loon be praised. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the Twitter. We occasionally get topics on our Twitter. Twitter.com/Horde House. You should follow us there. Horde House. HORDEHOUSE. Let's get to the Twitter. We didn't get a whole lot. We did get Peeker Uno once again live tweeting the show, which I thought was really funny because he'll like respond to things during the show. In fact, he actually tweeted, "I'm guessing Shitbag will be Rob's new guild rank tomorrow." Now, see, here's the thing. I'm not in the same guild with these other guys because I'm in a very social guild. Like everybody in my guild, I kind of know, like, IRL, or I've known on the internet a long time or something. So yeah, it's a little different. So no, my rank isn't Shitbag. In fact, we all have Star Trek ranks right now.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm a commander. We actually have, hold up, haters. Hold up, haters. It's funny because our guild master is Jean-Luc Picard. And then there's commanders. Then there's captains, I think. And I don't know, lieutenants, ensigns, and then the lowest guild rank we have, where you can't even read guild chat or talk in it at all, is Wesley Crusher, which I thought was funny.
You guys are fucking nerds.
Because we had some kids join the guild that are like kids of parents that play WoW in the guild. And so because we talk dirty in guild chat, we had to have a rank where the kids can't see it. So we have Wesley Crusher. Gotcha. So it's I guess this dual meaning of like being young and useless. Although these kids aren't
totally
useless,
have,
but you know what I mean.
I would totally have a red shirt rank if that was the case.
maybe if you get put on probation or something, you get to a red shirt rank. That'd be great. So we don't really have that. So, all right. Anyway, let's see. Going to the Twitters for other topics. We have I think this is because when I read this out loud, the tweet is from Men with Urix. But I see right next to that it says Mine with Your Nine. And now I'm like, OK, I can pronounce that. Tweeted us. See at Horde House, you do have listeners. So we got more people to add us on Twitter, including
Yay,
thank you. We do have like one more listener. So now we have Peaker Uno and we have Flacco Jones and some other people emailed us this week, so we'll add them as one. And now Mine with Your Nine.
So we're growing and I'm also growing right now.
All right. I would do Twitter, but I would follow your show on Twitter. But I just refuse to get a Twitter account.
But that would involve joining Twitter. I understand. It's
absolutely refuse.
Twitter's a little weird, but it's a good thing. It's a good place to interact with the shows. There's like 140 characters or less, so it forces people to be concise with their questions. So like especially for OLR, the other show I do, I love Twitter because you get concise questions. It's great.
Yeah. So. I can see that.
All right. One more tweet from. Can you guess? Flacco Jones. You guys often comment on how pretty a new area or dungeon is. How important is the pretty factor when playing?
Very important.
Extremely, totally. Extremely important. Absolutely.
I have to be able to like what I see on the screen while I'm playing, or else I'm just bored. You know, Utgard Pinnacle and Keep, they were just kind of drab. Looking
well, the fire in Utgard Pinnacle was cool.
That was cool, but I mean, once you see that, it's like you have to look at all those browns and oranges and like all the time when you get that dungeon. I'm more of a blues and greens type of person myself, so when I get like when I go into the Nexus or like in the new expansion, if I go into Throne of the Tides, I'm having a good time.
As long as it's blue, right?
Yeah, as long as it's blue.
I have to agree that I think it actually is more important than you might think, even though you kind of make the joke and jest, I think, a little bit. Like, ask people what their favorite new instances are in Cataclysm, and I would bet the majority of people are going to say Vortex Pinnacle or Throne of the Tides because they're the prettiest. Ain't no one going to say Blackrock Caverns. Or Stone Core. No one's going to say that.
Yeah. Although I really love the way that Grim Batal looks. I really love that instance. I don't know what it is. I just really love it.
I like Grim Butthole because you can mount the dragons and bomb trash you don't like. That's the one reason I like that instance.
You guys and your nicknames for your instances, I swear.
What? You know, I'm going to have to mention, now that you say Stone Core, it's kind of something I forgot about. Stone Core is a very nice-looking instance.
Really?
It's just like the whole Deep Home thing. Like, Deep Home is definitely so good-looking.
Yeah, I like that, too. You don't like Stone Core, Rob?
It's okay. I think it's a better instance than some people kind of say, because, like, the boss that, like, spits crystals and stuff, I think is kind of cool. Like, I like that little high-pitched sound it makes when it spits the crystals. And I actually think the last boss is a really interesting mechanic once you understand what to do, like with the whole dragging the adds into the gravity bombs and stuff. Like, I think it's kind of a neat little different mechanic. So I think Stone Core is better than people give it credit for, but I don't think it's particularly that great looking, especially compared
as an
to
instance,
other ones.
I don't like it as a for the fights. Like, I just don't like them for some reason. I don't like that last boss as a healer, definitely.
Well, yeah, it is tough, though, as a healer.
But there is a boss that drops a Drake, you know, and so it has a little bit of a draw there. And, you know, hey, one of our guildies won the Drake the other night, so.
I was in a party when the Drake in Vortex Pinnacle dropped, and I didn't win it. Our guildmaster won it. So, you know, cool. Good for him. I'm happy for him. But the thing is gorgeous, and I won it.
I saw it drop once, too, and I didn't win it.
Oh, I was
want
in a that.
Pub, so.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So, well, that's it for the Twitter topic tonight. And we didn't get any emails, really, outside of topic of the week. So feel free to send us emails on whatever you want. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. So on Twitter, we're HordeHouse. And on the Gmail, we are HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. And that brings us to the end part of the show. We're about done.
Wow.
Out of here. I know,
it feels
right?
Feels like it went by like in a minute.
Well, that's because last week was like 2 hours long because I had the stupid button willow thing. But that won't happen tonight because Gus doesn't know embarrassing stories about me from when I was younger. So
I'll tell you a few, Gus.
All right, sweet.
Next time you're on, you can bring one up. Be like, hey, Rob, remember that time with the M&Ms?
Stop. All right.
Tell that three-hour story for me, man.
I'll have to log into your guild at some point and see, just say hello. And
yeah, totally.
Reap in some of those guild rewards I'm sure you guys are earning.
Oh, yeah, we have some.
Oh, yeah.
We're not quite – we're still waiting for level 5. Like, hey, once everybody hit 85, like, our guild XP has been very slow growing.
By the way, Rob, you can say that you are a part of a guild that got a guild realm first.
That's true. I do have my alt in there. So, yeah. Yay. Who was my main, like, way back when I first played. So exactly. I do have a lot of history with that character.
So when you check your user interface, you can look it up under the tab and it'll say Realm First right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, you guys.
Exactly. I feel we all did it for you.
I know really. You did. Thank you. So, yeah. Well, I don't know if there's any like final thoughts before we sign out tonight. Gus, I want to thank you very much for being on the show tonight. Yeah, I hope
thank
it was
you. Thank you.
Everything you dreamed of and more. Now,
oh, it totally was.
Fix my damn internet. And for real, though, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Yes. Give me all your chaos orbs.
I'll get right on that, except I can't send them for servers. Extifer.
Fix it. Fix the damn internet. Fix it.
Is that really your final thought?
Fix it.
Have a good holiday.
I'm using my voice out of this show, by the way.
How many WoW gift cards do you think you're going to get for the holiday?
Oh, God. I hope I get at least one. Nobody gives me WoW stuff.
Wouldn't that be great if you got enough WoW gift cards to just pay for the next year?
Oh, my God. That would be so great.
Awesome.
Hey, idea, Rob. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. All right. Anyhow. Well, you know, last year I got you actually a pretty awesome WoW-related gift. You know, I did. So
he got me, by the way, Gus, he got me a signed Burning Crusade Collector's Edition. It was signed by all of the developers.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he got you. Didn't you get it off of, like, an auction?
It was at Umlaud last year, which is a charity event they do in the Bay Area for the Child's Play charity. It's all about Rock Band, and people get on stage and perform Rock Band, just, like, really these really over-the-top cool things. Sadly, I didn't get to go this year because of real-life conflict, but last year they had auctions going on during the event of other video game related things. Like, I think the most expensive thing they gave away, I want to say was like a, not gave away, but sold, was like a signed Pac-Man thing that was autographed by the guy who made Pac-Man. And there was only like 100 of them in existence or something. So wow. It went for like tons of money. But yeah, not a lot of WoW players in the house because there was only like one other guy building on the signed WoW thing. So I got it for a reasonable price, and I kept the half that was the collector's edition for Wrath of the Lich King for myself, and I gave the signed Burning Crusade one to Extifer because I knew he would enjoy it.
Yeah, and that I do.
It's awesome. So I guess my final thought is happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and Solstice and
really,
Festivus.
It's all Christmas. Come on. Like, you're kidding yourselves. I mean, Kwanzaa? Like, I'm sorry.
You can send those hate mails to hoardhousepodcast@gmail.com. Attention, Extifer.
You know what? You celebrate Christmas just like we do.
I think there might be some people
called something else.
Disagree with that. All right. Anyhow, whatever it is you celebrate, I hope that you have a safe one.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the new year next week because we are going to still be here next week. And we're going to talk about I'll give you a hint as to the topic of the week. It's going to be about resolutions because everybody has to make a resolution because it's the new year's. So we'll be talking about that.
Nice.
All right. So that's going to do it for another week of Horde House. Thank you guys so much for downloading us. Please consider leaving us a nice review in iTunes. Just look us up, Horde House, the best little Horde House in Azeroth. And tell your friends about the show because we can't really pay for advertising. The only really plugs we get are in the WoW Insider column, I think, is the one place I've seen us. Otherwise, we need your help in spreading the word. So please.
Yeah, tell your wife, tell your kids.
Exactly, and tell your husbands too.
Yeah.
We're telling everybody on out here. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Goodbye.
Good night. We're done.